Good morning. Welcome to Promote Profit Publish. I'm your host, Juliette Clark. We have another good guest today. I always say that. Do you think I'll ever get on someday and go, you know, I really dropped the ball today. We have a really sucky guest. So I guess I need some new vocabulary. So before we get started with our guest, I want to remind you guys, go subscribe to Breakthrough Author Magazine. I know for so many of you, you know, you've taken the quiz. There's so much you don't know about the publishing industry, and you wouldn't believe how many questions we've gotten just in the last month because Amazon is not doing their job the way they should be, and people want to know why. So, you know, I have to go explain the backside of the industry to them. So go over, get your subscription tips, tricks. We have some great contributors. You guys heard them at the beginning of the year on the podcast, Jared Rosen, Shannon, he's a writing coach, Dream Sculpt, book development, Chris Johnson is book development and editing. Shannon Proces is PR, and Melanie Hershorn, who writes on content. And you need all those things if you're going to write a book. So anyway, go over www.breakthroughauthormagazine.com. And if you are listening to this today on iTunes or iHeart or one of the platforms, go over and subscribe to us on YouTube. You'll get to see all these people in person and see what they really look like. So today's guest is Carol Hodges, and she's best known for breaking down complex problems into simple actions, which bring happiness and serenity. For over 30 years, she's been sharing best practices for finance and communication with business owners and speakers. Carol holds multiple certifications in DISC, NLP, gender communication, and results coaching. She can be heard on a wide variety of podcasts and is the author of The Menopause Millionaire, Keys to Prosperity and Meaning in the Second Half of Life, which is what we're going to talk about today. She specializes in financial security for those 50 or better. Her clients include leaders in personal development and business owners around the world. She's was recognized at these as outstanding sales by MCI WorldCom and Peak Potentials for Success Tracks Coaching. She's done everything from tap dancing in the 42nd Street to walking on glass and burning coals. When she isn't finding solutions for her clients, Carol spends time with her husband and Toastmaster Club or planning a getaway with her family. And so we're going to send you to the book today. I'm not going to read that part out loud, but welcome, Carol.
Oh, so glad to be here.
So I'm really excited. Your book, by the time this airs, will have already come out. You'll already be a bestseller. But Menopause Millionaire, what inspired you to write this book?
What inspired me was realizing that as I look back past menopause, I realized what a monumental change it was. And that it wasn't just me. I was not alone. That there are changes, obviously, in your health as you become, your body is suddenly revolting and you need to learn new things, but also in relationships. I got divorced right at that time and discovered that, gee, of the divorces, about 25% of them are those who are 50 and older. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'm not alone. And that means, of course, rearranging your thoughts about your life, your finances, your relationships going forward. It's just a time to really take a step back and say, what is my life all about? And that's what I began to realize is it's a time to look for the meat, the real meaning of why are we on this planet? And that's really why I wrote the book, to look at those elements and to provide kind of a self-coaching guide to go through and look at the changes you may wish to make in your life.
Yes, exactly. And I know you have a course that you're going to be following up with by the same name. So one of the things that struck me about your book that I remember from my days going through menopause was every time I had physical problems and I would see the doctor, so mainly that this is the time where, you know, you're getting pap smear every year. We're going to talk deep here today. The medical community seems to only want to give you, you know, here's some Xanax or here's some Valium or here's whatever the drug of the day is. And they don't really consult on, well, you're going to need to change your diet and you're going to need to do this and that. And that's what's really struck me is how many friends I had that were getting drugs instead of these life hacks that you're going to need long term to live a long and healthy life anyway.
Yeah, I love that word life hacks, because that's what I'm all about. Now, my doctor knows very well, I have a DO and walked in and talked to him and said, I don't do drugs. Mm-hmm. So if there's anything wrong with me, you and I will have to discuss what I need to change in my lifestyle, my eating habits. That's what I will change. But that attitude really helped me. I discuss a lot about diet and reading labels and becoming far more aware. There's a little bit of study that you need to do, especially when you reach menopause, because somehow our human bodies, we can get away with a lot when we're younger. We can eat junk food and it's not that bad for us. However, it really starts to tell as you reach menopause and beyond that you can make a huge difference if you just become aware of your food and your nutrition. And my simple hack is I've cut out white sugar and white flour products years ago, and I haven't had a soda or a Coke since 1999.
Wow.
It's just, I cut them out one day and I've never gone back. So there are just a few things. And even if that could seem extreme to someone who hasn't done it, it's amazing. Your taste buds and everything, they begin to change. And I find that now I can go out someplace where I can't read the label. I'm at a restaurant or something else. I'll be able to tell. My body just responds. It's like, whoa, too much sugar in that. I can taste it. And now my taste buds, they're far more refined. And I'm perfectly happy with all that I eat and have found great recipes for healthy eating.
Yeah. And sugar is, quite frankly, my downfall. I actually call myself a sugar whore because I go through periods where there's this great spray that you can get on Amazon that will actually take the craving away. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, I get really into it. And I know you know Carrie Cassell, the author of The Domino Diet. When I was working with her, there's a whole series in her book about your body renews itself every 120 days, you're a brand new person. So for the first time last summer, I actually went 5 months without any sugar at all. And I wish I could say I felt differently, but I didn't. But here's the deal. Here's the deal that I think is really important, Carol, is I went through withdrawal. Just as if I were an alcoholic, a drug addict, I went through withdrawal. And I don't think that people, especially women, understand how powerful that is. It's supposed to be worse than heroin.
Yeah, it definitely is addictive. Mm-hmm. And I have a little observation because one of the things I mentioned, my mom was allergic to corn syrup. And it was in the 70s that they started putting corn syrup as a sweetener and all kinds of things. It's very, very high sugar. My mom would get horrible, horrible migraines. And when that would happen, and I was a teenager, I was the oldest of six. None of us wanted to be around my mother with a migraine headache. It was not a good thing.
Right.
Once she discovered it was corn syrup, we all learned how to read labels and make sure that nothing came into the house with corn syrup. What that meant was we didn't have ho-hos and we didn't have all these like sweet things. They just weren't allowed in the house because they had corn syrup. Well, I didn't realize what a blessing that is. If you look at it, it was an eye-opener. I saw a video of the moon launch. Okay, that was in 69.
Right.
There was no corn syrup available at that time. Look at the general public.
Oh, yeah.
These are not actors. This is the general population. There are no fat people.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. And the difference in our general population since corn syrup and other sweeteners have been put in is amazing. Just go to Disneyland today and see what people look like. And they do not look the same as they did in 1969.
Back then, I agree. This summer, we went on vacation to Wisconsin and we drove. And there's this big place out in the middle of nowhere. I think it's called Wall something in South Dakota. And it was just a giant, obese smorgasbord. Everywhere we walked, it was just huge, huge people. So I agree. Fast food too. I don't think we had as much fast food back then as we do now. And I stay away from that completely. Like every once in a while I have an In-N-Out burger, but it's like twice a year. That's about as fast food as I get. So in addition to this change in diet and exercise, you also focus in the book about doing what you're passionate about in the second part of your life. Mm-hmm. And your finances. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. I titled the book The Menopause Millionaire, because what I recognize is that any woman who has reached around the age of 50 has handled $1 million in her life already. That is around 34,000 a year average. So this isn't about being wealthy. Your average woman would have handled $1 million. And guess what? If you're 50 and you plan on someday retiring, you will need another flow of about $1 million in order to retire 20 or 30 years. And I emphasize the word flow because it's not about having it all in your hands at one time. Mm-hmm. But how do you identify where your money will come from long term? And that's going to be a combination of things. Some people still have pensions. There is Social Security. There are different types of investments. There are 401ks. There's a variety of things. If you own a house, there could be reverse mortgages. So what I'd like to do is, rather than recommending one thing, really having everyone find out where you are now, get your net worth statement. Where are you? Net worth also shows you what have you spent money on that's lasting. It's an eye-opener, your thoughts about money. But once you've done that, then you can go through and check off for yourself those things you want to find out more about. And there's taxable, non-taxable, all of these. I hope I've presented it in an easy way where you just see this is not the down and dirty details of everything, but it's just to be able to say, you know, I think maybe I need to know more about these few things. And then you make up your own mind. Money is in the process of change. I have no crystal ball to tell you this is absolutely what you do. In fact, I like to run the other way from someone who tells me this is the way to do it. But I think it's very important to become educated and to find out where would that flow come from. It might even be saying I need additional sources of income, but you'll come at it from a knowledgeable review, as well as what's important to you.
Yeah. So one of the things that that you talk about is getting into something that you really like in that second half of life. So whether it's relationships, hobbies, a new career, because we see so many women in their late 40s, early 50s that are just done with corporate America and trying to start something new, which is great. A lot of new women entrepreneurs. But can you speak to that a little bit? Like, is that do you feel like the emotional stuff you go through during menopause is just that shift that it's like, okay, I'm not going to do anything I don't want to do anymore?
Well, some of it. In my life, it came bit by bit, you know, one little recognition after another. I always say life is an adventure because you can't see the end of it from where you are. We can look back. And in fact, I love the quote that we understand life backwards, but we live it forwards.
Right.
And the idea is once you're in the middle, you can look back and begin to say, okay, there's some things I'm not going to tolerate anymore.
Yeah.
You know, in my case, that was some things in my marriage. And it may not be that dramatic for everyone, but maybe there are certain friends, there are certain situations that you are just not going to take those actions and keep moving forward. I believe that I have also, every time I hear, you know, do what you love. For years, I sat there and thought that one day the sky will open up and I will be blessed. A beam of light will come down and I will know what my life purpose is.
Ah, wow.
It never worked that way.
No, it doesn't.
But what I did find by looking back and thoughtfully is to what was I always drawn to? You know, I studied writing and philosophy in college. Never went into being a writer and philosopher, went into many other things. But I, you know, it was my heart calling me to do that. And I began to look at that and say, okay, what have I loved in life? You know, what things have I found beautiful? What has enriched my soul? And I did musical theater because I just had to. There was something in me, that expression of singing and dancing, that just called to me. And I had to overcome being terrified at auditions. And no one was encouraging me to do this. This was me facing a huge fear to go learn this. As I looked back, I began to see how do all these things add up?
Right.
And that's led me to where I am now, to begin to talk about it and to guide women forward. So if you're like me and waiting for that beam of light, don't wait. Just look inside as to what's real. And notice on a daily basis, what really lights you up?
Yeah. You know, what's so amazing about that is, I'm going to add at the same time, look back at what you've been doing. Because for me, I sort of had this trail I was on where I would go, what the hell am I doing? I just went from publishing into advertising, into marketing, into real estate. But then when I started the business I'm in today, I knew looking back that I gained the experience for what I'm doing today from every little thing that led up to there. So I kind of feel like somewhere in my heart knew my path. My head didn't. But I was learning and growing along the way. So, you know, I encourage people to look back at that too, because, you know, there's been a trail of breadcrumbs probably for a lot of people, and they just haven't acknowledged and followed them with it.
We're definitely there.
So where can we find your book? It's coming out. We are actually recording this in mid-January and it's going to be out on February 1st. And I think by the time this airs, it'll be towards the end of February. But can you give us the URL where we can find your book?
Absolutely. It is the menopausemillionairebook.com.
Okay. So you guys go over to themenopausemillionairebook.com, grab yourself a copy. We have it in softcover. We have it in Kindle. And really, you know, maybe sit down. I would sit down with this book. I've read through it with maybe a little journal and start jotting down some ideas too, because, you know, I think that's part of what you're going to be doing in the course that follows this up. And keep in mind that course, because, you know, if you get through the book and you say, I don't think I can do this on my own, might need a little bit of help, a little bit of encouragement. You know, imagine sitting with a group of women in a group program doing this. I think it's super beneficial. When everybody brings something to the table. Carol, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, this has been delightful. Always love chatting with you, Juliet.